4 years ago when the state and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota decided to jointly sue the tobacco industry, it was a much riskier proposition. Blue Cross President and CEO Andy Chukowski says back in 94, tobacco companies had never lost a lawsuit and seemed invincible.
At the time, they had a take no prisoners sort of approach, and it was very difficult to take them on, so it was sort of a lonely road.
Chukowski says Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota felt it had a responsibility to address the nation's number one health problem. Chukowski at one time estimated tobacco-related illnesses cost the company between $350 and $400 million in the last two decades, although costs are now being kept confidential until they're unveiled in court. Chukowski would not confirm rumors that Blue Cross Blue Shield has been secretly negotiating a settlement in the case, but says any such agreement must include three criteria, the same three the Attorney General's office says are necessary for a settlement.
First would be that we have disclosure of all of the secret documents and information. Secondly, that we have meaningful targets in terms of the reduction in smoking among youth and cessation of marketing to youth. And third would be a compensation for the financial losses associated with the industry's illegal conduct.
It's that third piece of the puzzle that has caused many in the healthcare industry to question how the money would be spent. As a nonprofit health services corporation, Blue Cross Blue Shield has no stockholders, so Chukowski says the money would benefit its 1.7 million members, possibly through smoking cessation programs, education, and research. If Blue Cross uses the money to reduce premiums, that could give the company an advantage over its competitors in the healthcare market. Dr. Jim Elin is president of Allina Health System, whose Medica health plan covers a fourth of Minnesota residents.
Blue Cross, if they are the beneficiaries, and they should be, but given the effort they've made, will have a set of decisions to make about the resources they get. But it would be a bad outcome if an undue number of dollars flowed to Blue Cross that then were not made available to improve the health of the state of Minnesota.
But Elin says the lawsuit will ultimately benefit all Minnesota health plans through reduced costs if the money goes toward research and prevention. Elin says Allina's own claims data show smoking contributes to 40% of the company's costs, either directly or indirectly, and he applauds the state and Blue Cross Blue Shield for taking on such a public health menace. At the time the lawsuit was filed, Allina was in the midst of a merger, and Elin says the company decided to focus its resources on anti-smoking programs. Allina recently became the first health plan to cover nicotine patches and medications for smokers trying to quit. Minnesota's other major player in the healthcare marketplace, Health Partners, also chose not to get involved in the lawsuit, but has worked to eliminate tobacco's market. Senior Vice President and Corporate Counsel Andrea Walsh.
Health Partners has really had a strategy complementary to the Attorney General's lawsuit, our counter-advertising campaign, our efforts to help provide health education and cessation programming to our members who want to quit smoking.
Health Partners didn't indicate any interest in suing tobacco companies, but Allina says it hasn't ruled out filing its own suit. And from a national standpoint, Blue Cross Blue Shield's involvement in Minnesota's suit brings a new player to the table, health plans. Father Richard McGowan, an economics professor at Boston College who's written a book about the tobacco industry, says if Blue Cross Blue Shield is successful, that opens the door for the lawsuits of other health insurance companies.
Certainly it adds the insurance industry, basically, because Blue Cross and Blue Shield is part of that, as a pretty powerful stakeholder going against the tobacco industry. Up to now, I mean, it's strictly been the tobacco industry against state governments. Now, when you throw in the insurance companies in, that's a very, very powerful force.
Blue Cross Blue Shield CEO Andy Chukowski isn't so sure its case can be replicated across the country. He says the company operates under a unique state charter, giving Blue Cross responsibility for the health of Minnesotans. And it was cited by Ramsey County District Judge Kenneth Fitzpatrick when throwing out tobacco companies' challenge of its standing in the case. Chukowski says health plans without such legislation might find it harder to sue tobacco. I'm Laura McCullum, Minnesota Public Radio.